The gospel is the good news of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, but it is only good news to those who hear it. Every believer is to go with the gospel. Today, we study with Scott Pauley what God's Word teaches about becoming a more effective witness for Christ.
You know, you can tell a great deal about what's dear to a person by listening to them pray. Selfishness is often revealed in the self-centeredness of our prayers. And when a person prays for others, you start to get a glimpse of the fact they've captured the heart of Christ, when their passion is for what God is passionate about. Now, we've been talking for the last several weeks now in our study about going with the gospel, carrying the good news of salvation to others. But the final thing I want to talk to you about in this series is the soul winner's prayer life. You see, I believe this with all my heart. I believe that if we're going to go with the gospel, we're going to have to learn to pray for sinners. If we're going to be effective witnesses, we're going to have to learn to be effective in our prayer life. The heart of the soul winner has to be the heart of Christ. And the prayer of the soul winner has to get specific and be selfless. We've got to get to the place where we know how to carry a burden for souls to God consistently in prayer. Romans chapter 9 is the passage of Scripture where we are right now. Beginning in verse number 1, we read these words, "I say the truth in Christ. I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, whose are the fathers, and of whom is concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen." What are we reading when we read Romans chapter 9? Romans chapter 9, what we're reading is the prayer of the Apostle Paul. It is the heart of Paul on full display. In fact, it's more than the heart of Paul. It's the heart of God. Only sacrificial, divine love, only Calvary love, would pray that he could be accursed so that those that he loves could be saved. There's only a couple other times in Scripture where this heart is really revealed. Moses prayed something similar to it. He prayed that he could be blotted out of the book if Israel could be spared. But the other time is our own Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, on Calvary, prayed for you when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And by the way, Moses could not be accursed for Israel. Paul could not be accursed for his nation. You cannot be accursed for others. Every man bears the weight of his own sin. The only person who can bear the curse for others is the Lord Jesus. And aren't you glad he's done that? It's wonderful, really, isn't it? To think that Christ took our curse so we could take his salvation. But what the prayer reveals, it reveals the heart of Christ in a man. I want to ask you a question today. Is that heart in you? Is the Lord Jesus' heart in you in such a way that you're broken and burdened for the lost around you? That when you pray, you don't just pray for your own needs, you pray for the needs of others. If you come to the next chapter in Romans, Romans chapter 10, verse 1, we read these words, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Then he says, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth." Did you know that your heart's desire is revealed by your prayers? What do your prayers say about you? This chapter, Romans chapter 10, is one of the most famous passages in all the Bible about salvation. It's typically referred to as the Romans Road. It shows the way of salvation. But notice, the chapter doesn't begin with preaching the gospel. It begins with praying for people to receive the gospel. Prayer is the greatest work. Friend, when you pray, God works. And when you pray, God gets you ready for the work you're supposed to do. And when you pray, you see what only God can do in the hearts of other people. Now, what should we be praying for? Let me give you some thoughts. Number one, you should be praying for lost people to be saved. That's right. You ought to be praying for people to come to God. All through the Scripture, this is found. More than once in Scripture, the Lord expresses His amazement that there was no one to intercede. In Isaiah 59, in Isaiah 63, in Ezekiel 22, He marvels that there's no intercessor. I wonder sometimes if God doesn't marvel at us that we're so quick to talk, but so slow to pray. We're so quick to give our verdict and our judgment on everyone around us, but we are so slow to pray for their lost souls. Some of us can be pastors, some of us can be missionaries, some of us can be evangelists, but all of us can be witnesses and all of us can pray. Pray for the advancement of the gospel. That's how churches move forward, on their knees. Pray for open doors for the gospel. Paul really taught that in 1 Timothy chapter 2 when he talks about intercessory prayer. He says, pray for all men and pray for kings. Why? He said, because he'll have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, prayers need to specifically be directed towards people being brought to Christ. Prayer and preaching go together. It was Andrew Murray that wrote, "The man who mobilizes the Christian church to pray will make the greatest contribution to world evangelization in history." Now ponder that just a moment. I believe it's possible that the greatest gospel advance could be done by the prayer warriors. So we ought to be praying for the advancement of the gospel. We ought to be praying for hearts to be open to the message of the gospel when it comes. I'm reminded of that great prayer by the prophet Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17. He prayed for his servant, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." Now that's a prayer we all could pray. The world around us, lost men and women, sit in the darkness of sin. We're taught that Satan blinds the minds of the unbeliever. Why don't you start praying for somebody today this prayer? "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." Only the light of the gospel, only the enlightening work of the Holy Spirit can bring light into the darkness of sin. Pray that sinners will see themselves for who they are. Pray that they'll see Christ for who He is. You might even start you a soul winner's prayer list. I think that'd be a great thing. Why don't you start a page of names, people that you know need the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. Pray for them regularly. Pray for them earnestly. Pray for their salvation. And at the top of your prayer list, write these words, "Lord, open his eyes that he may see." That's a Bible prayer. So we ought to pray in a definite way for the advancement of the gospel. We ought to pray that when the gospel is given, it's given in power. You know, in prayer, we speak to God for men. In witnessing, we speak to men for God. Both of them are essential and they are connected. You ought to pray before you ever go speak to someone about their soul. Pray that God will give good ground to receive the seed of the gospel. You ought to pray as you're talking to them. I mean, while you're speaking, while you're witnessing, as you give out the gospel tract, as you share your testimony, water the seed of God's Word with your prayers. And then you ought to pray after you speak to them that the Lord would work in them, that the devil wouldn't catch that gospel seed away. It would get deeply into their hearts and bring forth fruit. We ought to be praying in definite ways that the gospel would be given and that the gospel would be received, that we would have the power and wisdom and boldness to share the faith, and that those we speak to would have the willingness and openness to put their own faith in the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. I ask you again, what is your heart's desire? What is your great prayer today? I hope you'll join Paul, and I hope more than that you'll join Jesus in praying for souls to be saved.
Thank you for listening to Enjoying the Journey. Would you like to learn more about how to witness for Christ, or perhaps teach these lessons to others? You may order this series in a special Go kit, complete with teacher helps, duplicable student guides, and additional training resources. Simply go to scottpauley.org for more information. We would love to hear from you and help you in any way possible. May God use all of us to go with the gospel today.